This is Jennifer Jones with Citizen Relay. I'm with Stuart Hepburn, who's just arrived at the spectacle. Stuart, how are you doing on his bike?
I'm fine. I'm a bit gobsmacked by the number of people here. I thought I wouldn't be able to find my way here, but there's kind of flags all the way down from Ayr to the Burns Museum. So, yeah, there's a lot going on.
So what do you think about the torch?
What do I think about it? I think it's a bit off. It gets on a bus. The torch gets on a bus. I thought the torch was running. The torch gets on a bus, but then something, the woman said to me, well, I got on a plane for Greece, and I thought, well, I suppose so. So I appreciate the symbolic significance of this, but the whole thing's a wee bit, to me, like Big Brother, you know. I do understand that it's culturally significant, but I don't get it, really. That's my thing. But I suppose, looking back afterwards, we'll be able to work out what the heck this was all about.
I hope so. So do you know that the torch doesn't actually burn in Olympia since 2000, for 2,000 years?
I know it was Goebbels' idea, but I didn't know that. I think symbols are very, very powerful things, and somebody somewhere has thrown $9.5 billion at making this a very, very significant event. And you couldn't spend that amount of money and not make it significant, but I've got very, very contradictory, mixed ideas to it. I was walking along the road, cycling along the road, and there was a sign that said, "Go Kirsty, Ayr Athletics Club." And suddenly I got very emotional because I thought, Kirsty's family and friends, and who might well be going to them, but I don't know who Kirsty is, but she might well be going to the Olympics, and they're standing there, and this is an incredibly significant moment for them. So yeah. At the same time, down here we see Coca-Cola and burgers. I mean, what a symbol for health and well-being for the 2012s. And also, I believe Bank of Scotland are here. So there we go. Join iconic symbols of physical and financial well-being for the Olympics. Wonderful.
Thanks, Stuart.